USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Despite the show of force, the Russian military has not been successful in taking Ukraine. It has lost hundreds of tanks, and its death toll is on pace to outstrip the country's previous military campaigns. Former NATO commander Wesley Clark telling the CBC in Canada that Russian President Vladimir Putin is fighting for his life.
Mr. Putin must be dying inside. This wasn't at all what he planned. He thought he was going to sweep in 3 days. He probably bragged to Xi that how great his military was, and he's going to look like a poor country cousin of China if he keeps this up.
Officials are investigating the crash of an Osprey aircraft during a NATO exercise. Four American Marines were aboard the aircraft when it went down in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. The incident and the exercise is not related to the war in Ukraine. Wall Street ended the week with a rally. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Your credit report is about to improve as credit bureaus remove medical debt.
Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian announced nearly 70% of medical debt on U.S. consumers' reports will be removed. It was also announced that medical debts less than $500 will no longer be added to credit reports starting in 2023. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Dean of the U.S. House of Representatives has died. Alaska Congressman Don Young earned that title because he was the longest-serving member of the lower house. He was first sworn in 49 years ago. His office said that the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was heading home to Alaska. He's survived by his wife, two daughters from his first marriage, and a host of grandchildren. Health authorities in China reported its first two COVID-19 deaths since January of last year. The two mortalities occurred in elderly patients with underlying health conditions, according to an official. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
With hearings drawing close, the first black woman nominated as the Supreme Court Justice is getting ready.
SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process has obviously picked over for the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week. I'm sure we'll be responding to the inevitable doses of misinformation that travel out as well.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A well-known popular sportscaster has died.
Longtime NFL journalist John Clayton died Friday following a short illness. He was 67. The Seattle Seahawks announced the death for Clayton's family in a statement. Clayton worked for the team in recent years as a sideline reporter on radio broadcasts. Nicknamed the Professor, Clayton spent more than two decades covering the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Press and the Seattle Seahawks for the News Tribune in Tacoma. Clayton moved to ESPN in 1995, becoming one of the lead NFL writers for the company. Clayton appeared on TV and radio for ESPN and worked at the company for more than 20 years. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy is strong enough to withstand an interest rate hike. Listen to us anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.